what's that proof? At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Altar Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a very sensitive great silence. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of Nama called profound appearance. But at the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, looking at the practice of profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five standards and the natural things. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained, which is to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five standards should be seen purely in the natural emptiness. Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, having no characteristics. They are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomenon. There is no quality of sight and so on, until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the noble bodhisattva mahasattva Avalokiteshvara, well done, well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the happy others will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the whole gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, demons, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Lama Dharam Dham Bhavaja Sanjam Dhyam Vachak Sero Angira Vodhu Vinyitrim Yeah.
Chose te lo pa na ropa, Yajorno Vibhata Padesha Yame Chila Jula Savadesh Yame Chila Jula Savadesh Tamba Tome Yenye Namgurde Chode Dive Deva Javibha Sesa Kusale Neseleva Yachin Jive Jula Savadesh Yajin Jive Jula Savadesh Tumya Tome Chojin Lodhuvata Nawa Chabari Bebu Jodhi Sandhya Gunjo Baba Yavsesro Samothare Jula Sovadhi Samothare Jula Sovadhi Shedru Dambe Chona Atisha Adam Tembe Mepo Dungdenji Nijuru Namshe Kuche Sun Laso Kadam Lama Nam Laso Vade Kadam Lama Nam Laso Vade Anje Shinde Surje Sun Kapa Mundurori Ge Wanchu Yatsaji Doma Tembe Nabo Kedruji Yavze Giva Chela Sovade Yavze Giva Chela Sovade Yazor Gundi Lama Durjecha Kala Kandi Shini Tuzoni Chona Dimo Mujo Zuzepe Tenje Lama Namla Sovade Tenje Lama Namla Sovade Ramjana Sura Gula Kaveme Gesa Tabara Jube Jumacho Seve Jube Tavge Zebayi Yavze Jiva Namla Sovade Sizi Şeni Namla Sovade Chonamala janju bhadu dhani jasuchi Lagi chini jive sonamadhi dhola pichi Sangye dhubarashu Chodan sodhi chonamala janju bhadu dhani jasuchi Lagi chini jive sonamadhi Dola pinchir sangye dhubara shu Shudan sodhi chonamala Chanchu bhardo dhani jasuchi Lagi chini jive sonamdi Dola pinchir sangye dhubara shu
So as usual, at the beginning and at the end, there are two important things to do. You know, in the beginning is to have a good intention. So the intention means that, you know, why we all come here to listen to Lamrim. Why? So, you know, because and, you know, whatever the intention. So, so because of that, you know, we should have a sense of a feeling or sense of responsibility or concern or so like that derived from this, you know, good intention.
카투제네가 세제 타제도 조교 상제 고바 더비 제도 예 쇼근 예세네 대중 가서 강가 입혀지 러드 히그레라다.
So as we have heard a lot, so you know, if somebody asks, we can immediately answer that, you know, I am listening these teachings for the benefit of all sentient beings. We can directly can able to say that.
你就看这几个月才说呢，俺老谈到特别就做比上届一个方头也谈到你爸面上，你，就你爸的阿爹下呢，结了母亲一把的送，来把送下一个月呢，老早不的些，去年的年呢，你娘来去接头我去，即将的这个月上一个月，去，算了，装上那边做的，出发去来投入家呢，你给我的嘛弄啊来投入。So
in this way, how you gonna benefit all the sentient being by listening this teaching? If you know, again, somebody asks, then we should immediately say, answer that, you know, because of listening and practicing this, you know, profound teaching, the blessings and the teachings lineage come from, you know, Buddha himself to Atisha and up to our root guru. So by listening these things and practicing this kind of things, I will try to attain, you know, Buddhahood, so that when you attain Buddhahood, you can able to help, you know, benefit all the sentient beings. So by reflecting on these things, you know, we try to have a sense of, you know, rejoice and joyous effort within us through this kind of good mind or intention, we will begin to listening the teaching.
And also,
you know, we will seek the blessings from the, you know, lineage gurus, and, you know, and through this listening these teachings too, you know, wish and pray that our, you know, this really, you know, bad, you know, spoiled mind can be able to transform into a good, good awaken mind, you know, as soon as possible, like that kind of wish or prayer also make to the lineage gurus.
Yāne sākārīya rāngjī sāngjī dītā ki chū mānāvādi kārī sāngjī tērē sāna sāngjū rāngjī rīmbā sāngjī tērē
So the method to transform this mind, our mind into a awakened mind, the method, what is the method of the instruction is called, stages to the path to enlightenment.
So
what kind of method is that, this is mentioned in the Alamrin, that usually traditionally all the masters always remind this thing, but if Rinpoche always said that again and again, then it is kind of wasting time like that. So what is the method is that this practice, the fortunate people leading into this path to
Buddhahood.
And also mentioned here that, the great traditions coming from Asanga and Nagarjuna. And the profound instruction, heart instruction of Atisha and Lama Tsongkhapa.
And
essence of the 84,000s of the Buddha's teaching that can lead the practitioner into the full enlightenment. So this is the method or the teachings, we're gonna explain, and Rinpoche gonna explain, and we're gonna listen to.
So if somebody asks,
this kind of teaching or the instruction explained by author in how many chapters, if somebody asks, then we immediately can able to answer. So how many chapters the author explain in how many chapters. So we all know that it show in four different kind of chapters. So the first chapter is whether this teaching is a really authentic, unmistaken teaching or not. It depends on the teacher. So first chapter will showing the greatness of the teachings author in order to establish that this is of noble origin. So it will indicate that the teaching is unmistaken and authentic. So the second chapter is to have to have a closeness, or you know, to liking to this teaching, you know, in order to have this, we need to know the showing the greatness of the teaching in order to engender respect for the instruction. When you know this second chapter, then we're gonna really wanna get close to this teaching, and as well as, you know,
we're gonna like it.
So that kind of teaching which has this two greatness, then how should we listen and explain this kind of profound teaching? This will explain in chapter 3 is how to listen to and explain the teaching. So then the fourth chapter, how to lead students with the actual instruction on chapter 4 and so on, that is the main or the actual, you know, instruction or the method that can lead the students to the attainment. So if we know these four chapters, then you know, and able to interpretate this fourth chapter, then you know all the Lamrim text is summed up in this fourth chapter.
So showing
the greatness of the authors in order to establish that it is of noble origin, first chapter. So you know, we got again three chapters, you know, how knowing by many texts the author gained the good qualities of the scriptural knowledge, and number two, how engaging in proper practice, he gained the good qualities of the experiential knowledge. And number three, having gained those good qualities, what Atisha did to further the teachings. In this teaching, you know, there's again two chapters, what he did in India and what he did in Tibet.
That teaching, you know, the Peter Shawan Zizi Katuhi Yavas.
So in this two chapter, what he did in India and Tibet, we are, you know, in what he did in Tibet. So Rinpoche, mistakenly, said in the last time that in Tibet, the king, receive the glass stupa. Rinpoche said that, but it wasn't glass; it was a gold stupa, and it is as big as 2 feet. So, and another correction that when the Dharma in Tibet weakened in the latter flourish, at that time Rinpoche said that from the Tibet they went Lama Dimin
Karsakusha.
So Rinpoche might say that Lumi Tsutim Sherab renew the vows, but it wasn't, it was Lama Shimba Diming Dijasya. And it was Lachin Gongba Rapsel who did those things. So, maybe somebody remember it, so it need to be
corrected.
Do you guys have any, any remarks written on? Then, correct it. If not,
Lumi Tsutin Shira Singh, Miji Toma Rajungi, Dhamma Nasa De, Kepate, Dhamma Nasa De, Lashi Gumbara Sela. Do you temper the Pern Yaku Yungi, Lumi Tsutin Shira, Lumi Tsutin Shira Hasan Maton, and you and Doi temper Yaku Yungi?
So Lashi Gumbara Rapsel, who
long time temper the Nuni Roa Toma, Rajungi, Toma Jungi,
who did the, give the monks vow, and who bring it to Tibet is, is the Lumi Tsutin. So now we have left, last time that, evil king won't let Ayishiva to go from the, won't free him from the his prison, and, the Changjubu need to look for the, gold.
The
So then, you know, the Lalama Ishivu, Ishivu told him that don't give any gold to this king, and you find the gold and take it to India to bring the Atisha. So then Changju again, you know, try to gather as much as gold he can, and then, you know, he needs somebody to take this gold to India and bring Atisha to Tibet. So, you know, he did a lot of research through the, you know, definitions, and as well as, you know, auspicious, auspicious indications and like that. So, you know, among all, he found that Naxo, the great translator, would be the best candidate to go with the gold to India.
Karsa nasu lota wagi javan pe dene kele ngu mare dene pe pa tu su shuji na shala da tu ken shuji.
So he found the Naxo you know, is the best candidate. Then also he got some kind of really, you know, worried that, you know, if he told Naxo to go to India to do this job, then, you know, Naxo might not agree, you know. So he has a lot of worried that, you know, maybe he won't agree like that. So then, you know, he need to, you know, call Naxo and meet with him. So, you know, Naxo and they live far away. So he sent the people to call Naxo to see him. And the Naxo came, and, you know, he didn't mention the job, you know, immediately, because he got worried that, you know, he might not agree. So before telling the job, he really kind of, you know, praised the Naxo in many ways. So then, you know, Changju explained to Naxo that, you know, how, you know, Buddha Dharma came to Tibet through the hardship of the, you know, the masters and the kings, and, you know, how much, you know, people sacrifice in many ways, even for they went to India, they don't worry about their life on the way, and in India too. So, you know, they sacrifice a lot of things to bring the Dharma first to Tibet through the kindness of the teachers and kindness of the kings and the hardship of those young Tibetans. And then, you know, it flourished all corner of Tibet for long, long times. And then, you know, then it kind of degenerate and weaken, and now what is the situation of the Dharma in Tibet? So, you know, he really kind of explained everything in detail, the entire history to Naxo. And then now the situation is like, you know, all the realized teachers are all passed into nirvana. And they are not present at our time, and you know all over Tibet fall a darkness of this, you know, and is in the bad situation.
Then you see a chronic cathedral. Then you hear Cathedral again, murdered Jumo Jagala Tony, did not the message is a chasm.
And also himself and Ishiru, who is in the prison, you know, they did their best, you know, in wealth wise, in people wise, you know, they gather a lot of gold and sent a lot of young peoples to India. And now he told Naksu that now, wealth-wise or the people-wise, we are in near a bankrupt. And also he explained that, you know, his brother, the Yishivu, you know, went all corner of Tibet to gather the gold. And on the way now, he is in the prison of this, you know, king. And he won't release from the prison. So now he might pass away in this prison. So then, you know, the Chanju told that, you know, Tibet is like, you know, fall of darkness in Tibet, and it is, you know, material-wise very, very poor now. It is like, you know, like a hungry ghost realm, and to look for the extra gold, even for lice, you know, larva, at that amount of gold to find is now difficult in Tibet. So, you know, so far I have gathered, you know, around 700 kilos of gold. So now you take this, you have to take this to India and, you know, bring the Atisha for the sake of the Tibetan people. So then he cry and, you know, a lot. And then Naksu, you know, didn't get the power to deny to go to India. So, you know, he listened all this stories and, you know, the effort of the king and sacrifice of all those things, you know, he cannot able to say whatsoever that, you know, he has to agree with the king to go to India. So in Tibet we measure with sang. So sang means, I don't know, maybe it's a kilo or maybe it's a pound or maybe, you know, less than a pound or I don't know, maybe an ounce, who knows. So it says, you know, sung 700 songs. So it didn't say kilos.
Kesi chi de de shima to na ya ni joje ye se yim ye se ni se wona ka ka sen ye ka le jo to na ni be la ni de de ye ka nge ye ru ka ga de ni ji mi ji ni la se wa ji joje ni la se wa ji jero ji es kesi de de ma pe na joje ye che yo ni tu ji chong ba yin de de ma pe yo ni ma ro so na ya so na ji tong wo do yi che yin yo ne de ro mo ku sha sa la
la
yi chi bi pe na ji yo ro ngo so ji pe na ji long long bi le de ji ku kesi ta da ba la ka le de ne ji che yi ta da la ni pe ji yin lu so long she de ji ba ta she kesi ma pe na na joje che yo tu ji chong ba le se de ri pe ba wo de ne de se ta kan ji ka sa ta de ri ji
So then, you know, he told not so that, you know, you go to Atisha and, you know, and offer all this gold to Atisha and ask Atisha to come to Tibet, you know, and, you know, hope, you know, Atisha, Atisha, would, you know, able to come to Tibet. But in case, if you don't agree to come, at least you tell all these stories, you know, which I told you now, and tell all these stories to Atisha that, you know, to bring Atisha, you know, Tibet has sacrificed, you know, people-wise and, you know, material-wise, everything. So, you know, so now, you know, we got nothing left in Tibet. So, you know, if Atisha didn't come to Tibet, then, you know, it would be really, you know, Atisha would be really, you know, very less compassionate or like that kind of really, you know, if Atisha didn't come, then King is showing kind of really, really, how to say, kind of you know, hard to give up like that. So after listening all those things from the Changju, then Nakso also, you know, cried that, you know, this kind of really great being, not only the, you know, king of that place, but also a really, you know, great being, crying like a kids here, you know. Then he felt, he also get moved and felt very, you know, sad, and he also cried. So he has nothing other to say than to accept his, you know, job, that he won't attach to this life's pleasure or, you know, anything, you know, possessions or whatever in Tibet, and also in the danger on the way to India, he forgot all these things, and immediately he agree, you know, he will do his best. So Nakso got other, you know, companions or retinues, like 12 people there, and then, you know, then Changjubu also came along with them to see off far away near the you know, near the border. Near the border, and then, you know, the Changju will see of them, say goodbye to them, and the Changju told Natsu that, you know, you pray to Atisha, and, you know, he sent some, you know, he composed some praise of stanzas and supplications and like that, and he said, give it to Naksu and, you know, pray to Atisha, so that then you will be successful without any difficulties. So then, you know, they see of each other, and then again, you know, Changju come back to see them and call them and told them that, you know, on the way, if any kind of, you know, obstacles or these things happen, then, you know, pray to our Lokiteshwara, and, you know, our Lokiteshwara will help and, you know, remove all the obstacles. Again, he, you know, advised them this, and then, you know, they went their own way.
And then Langa the Pandro de Piri, then Penna Kamala Shin and Sola Segura, the Driji Yipa the Drodi Penna, don't ever you tell it or Chuba, don't ever you Chuba the Reunion, because Kadi and the Robot and Langa the Kesha Shin of Chevalote, Betty, don't ever you bid the Robot Chesha and Sundus.
Don't
ever be Chuba or Drodi Union.
So then on the way, not so they come from Tibet to Nepal, then through India. And on the way, whenever there is some kind of difficulties, you know, immediately, you know, they got help from, you know, a stranger or somebody from nowhere, you know, somebody come up and try to, you know, help in the language-wise or, you know, any kind of those things. So, you know, later on, you know, they realized that, you know, that was the emanation of Dum Tempa's emanation that come to help them. So then on the way to Nepal, you know, they had to meet the, you know, Jatsundu Singhi, because Jatsundu Singhi was sent before by the, you know, king to bring Atisha, but, you know, he didn't succeed to go to bring. So, you know, he stay in a monastery called, you know, Kamalashila in Nepal, and, you know, and Jatsundu Singhi was not in Nepal, in India, and in that monastery. So, you know, the Naksu has to first see the, you know, Jatsundu Singhi in that monastery. So they went to see the Jatsundu Singhi Naksu and his retinues. So at that time, you know, the main chief of that monastery where, you know, Atisha is the Nathan Rena Akar, and he is the chief of that monastery, so you know, so he won't let Atisha go anywhere, you know, he won't allow Atisha to travel anywhere, so he want to keep Atisha in that monastery for forever. So then on the way, you know, the Dumtumpa's emanation helped them, and you know, he guide them too, and you know, the emanation of the Dumtumpa also told them, when you reach India and there is a chief, you know, he's the you know, chief of that monastery where Atisha is, so you don't tell him anything about Atisha, and you know, you pretend that come to India to learn, you know, the language and the Dharma. So you know, don't tell anything about, keep it secret. They told them also, and then when they arrived in India, the Jatsundri Singhi was there, so Jatsundri Singhi also told them that don't tell anything about the Atisha to invite to Tibet. He won't, you know, let him go anywhere. So you just first to see the Nedinarana Akara and, you know, offer him some gold and tell him why you come here. Then you tell him that, you know, we came here for the studies. Other than that, don't tell anything about Atisha. And so they did the same thing. So then, you know, they told like them studying here, and then, you know, the Nedinarana Akara was so pleased to see this kind of students from Tibet, and, you know, he told them that, you know, Atisha is the, you know, the greatest pandit in India at this time. So if, you know, Atisha will go somewhere, then, you know, the Dharma and the people's, you know, merit would be, you know, decline, cause, you know, India is the India is the seat of, you know, Buddha Dharma, you know, where it come from. And also, you know, Atisha will be the only pandit that can, you know, that can able to lead, you know, able to teach and lead all these peoples. Other than Atisha, there is nobody can do the same like Atisha. So, you know, that is why he is keeping Atisha, you know, not letting him go anywhere. The chief explained like that to them. So we take a break.
Yoji nata terima sada sans peje ya sasa maro.
So Rinpoche thought we're going to conclude the you know, what Atisha did in Tibet, but look like we cannot able to finish today either.
Nari chamo korono da yo jena ta se mato chi 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 didi mato na chi gipte pa te gi geba je na didi mato mato asa.
So in the great Lamrim, this in this book, you know, it all what he did in Tibet is all about the commentaries of the Naxos praise to Atisha. So not really elaborated here, but you know, the traditionally, you know, they bring from other texts, other books, to elaborate what Atisha did in
Tibet.
So then, you know, the Naxo went there to get a chance to secretly meet with Atisha. And then one day, you know, the Jatsundu Singhi, he been in India more than Naxo, so you know, he found a chances that, you know, and the Naxo could meet Atisha privately without knowing by any other
pundits.
So then the Naxo, you know, offer all those gold in the form of a mandala offering to Atisha, and then he told all the, you know, stories which you know, which Changchubu told him before he left India. So he told Atisha all those stories, what happened, how Dharma was in Tibet, and then how it, you know, declined, degenerate, and, you know, to bring Atisha, you know, how the Tibetan people sacrificed their wealth, their life, and many, you know, bodhisattvas, you know, great, you know, beings also, you know, sacrifice their lives to bring Atisha to Tibet. So all these, you know, detailed stories Naxo told to Atisha. And also the elder king was in the prison on the way to bring Atisha, and he couldn't get out of the prison, and how difficulties and hardship his younger brother Changchubu did, and asked him all these details he Naxo told to Atisha. So then he requests, please, you know, come to Tibet you know, please don't say no, you know, the request really, you know, hard, strong request made to Atisha to come to Tibet.
So
So then, you know, the Atisha explained, told to Naksho that all those previous kings, you know, three great Dharma kings of Tibet, and also, you know, who did the full ordination, all those masters are also the, you know, bodhisattvas, they are all great beings, you know, otherwise they cannot able to do this much to flourish the Dharma. So then he also said that if I don't go to Tibet, you know, then, you know, all those great beings, you know, might felt, you know, might felt really, you know, how to say, sad or upset or like that. And especially these two kings, the Ishiyue and Chanjuyue, did a lot, you know, to bring Atisha. So, you know, if he don't go to Tibet, you know, he might be really, you know, ashamed to these two great beings also. So then Adisha said that, you know, he understood that, you know, Tibetan people sacrifice a lot for the sake of Atisha to come to Tibet, you know, he cannot say no to come to Tibet, but, you know, at this time, you know, he is getting old, and as well as he got a lot of keys, you know, that means he got a big responsibilities there in the main monastery, in his monastery in India, and also he got a lot of, you know, a lot of task to finish. So therefore, you know, let me, you know, investigate and think about for a while, and meantime you take the gold back and keep it, and I will think about for a meantime. So that last time Anthony's, you know, comment or question will answer at this time. So then Atisha, you know, make a supplication to the meditational deity Thara, and as well as make supplication to the Avalokiteshvara that, you know, if he go to Tibet, then it gonna benefit to Tibetan people or not, and as well as what kind of obstacles is on the way, all those he Atisha, you know, asks to Tara and Avalokiteshvara. So then, you know, Tara and, Avalokiteshvara, you know, have a constant, give a constant vision to Atisha, like we see people each other like that. So then, you know, Tara told Atisha that if you go to Tibet, then it would be really, really benefit to the Tibetan people as well as for the benefit for the great benefit for the Buddha Dharma. And especially, you know, because of the Upasaka Dumtempa, because of him, you know, especially it would be great benefit. So then also Tara you know prophesies him that you know if you go to Tibet your lifespan would be you know would be deduct 20 years. If you don't go to Tibet, you stay in India, you will live for 92. And if you go to Tibet, you will live only 72. So you will lose 20 years of your life. So then Atisha thought, you know, if it will benefit to the Tibetan people and the Buddha Dharma, then, you know, he don't care how long he live. So, you know, he can sacrifice his 20 years of life for the sake of all those things. So then at that time, gradually many other pundits and people know that there is some kind of, like Atisha going to Tibet, this kind of things happening, they knew. And then, you know, they all get together and, you know, they discuss that if Atisha go to Tibet, then, you know, the Buddha Dharma will be degenerate in India. So we got to stop, you know, Atisha going to Tibet. So usually Atisha goes for pilgrimage a lot. So at this time also, you know, skillfully Atisha told the people that, you know, he's going for a pilgrimage in Bodh Gaya, and he didn't mention anything about going to Tibet at that time.
Tenji no na ye shire de kitpa ta ji no de kitpa de ye ni jo ji ge pe de ko ge de jo mo jo do ji la so ba ta sa cha ba do zen ju ba chen de pa zen xiao dong de pa xiu lo ba pe de pa ke sa xia dian sa xia la da ge ni ge de la.
So at that time, well, you know, he's in pilgrimage, you know, the Avalokiteshvara's emanation or the Dumtumba's emanation, bring the, you know, the statues of Avalokiteshvara and lot of, you know, precious materials, Dharma materials have already taken from Adisha's house to Tibet. So then on the way to Bodh Gaya, then you know, he sent a message to the chief Netan Rana Akara that, you know, in Nepal and in Tibet there are, you know, many holy places that he wanna visit. He never get a chance to visit there, so you know he wanna go to a pilgrimage to these places, you know, and he asked the permission to go there, you know. He sent a message to the chief Netan Rana Akara. So then the Netan Rana Akara chief kind of understood that, you know, Adisha wanna go to Tibet. So then he sent the message back that, you know, you also wanna go to Tibet, and also these Tibetan people are so insist, you know, they won't let you go. They are so, you know, so stubborn or insist you to come to Tibet. So, you know, he couldn't help anything. Rather, you know, he would let you go to Tibet. But, you know, it would be a short time, just for 3 years only. So, you know, he asked the Nakso to swear that, you know, after 3 years, you know, he will bring Adisha back to India. So the Nakso has to swear in front of this chief Netan Rana Akara. So then, you know, they went, Adisha and the Naksos, and they traveled through Nepal to, you know, through the pilgrimage, and gradually, you know, they come to Tibet, and in the border of Tibet, you know, the Changchubu and lot of you know, entourage, like, you know, around 300 people with horses and a lot of caravans come to see Adisha. And when they saw Adisha, you know, they felt immediately, really, they are so moved. And, you know, they kind of really have a goosebumps and kind of, you know, tear falling down. And they really kind of so happy and so, you know, inspired. They get really moved, and they told the Adisha about all the, you know, things happen in Tibet from the beginning, in between, and at the end, everything in detail. So then the Changchubu, you know, request Adisha that, you know, Tibetan people are really kind of not that smart or intelligence. So in this way, we don't need a very profound and, you know, very, you know, sophisticated teaching. We don't need like that. For the Tibetan people, we need a simple, you know, teaching, the teaching of law, teaching of law of causality or law of cause and effects, like that, very simple and, you know, practical, like that kind of teaching we are seeking So they request this to the Atisha.
Lapadasendo. Gobani ji tu nyansi shibi jayu sumara jin doji gondre dan cheba. Tanchi sanla manuwa nyansi len dewa. Pechila phenbi chuchi sumaro chi yesene. Deshwadwa.
And especially, you know, the request that, you know, whatever the teaching you're going to give to the Tibetan people that is, you know, authentic, unmistaken, and easy to practice, you know, with graduate stages, and easy to practice, and is the essence of the Buddha's teaching that benefit, you know, all the Tibetan peoples, for the benefit of all the Tibetan peoples, they request to Atisha like this kind of teaching. So because of this kind of, request, you know, Atisha was so delighted and pleased hearing the and knowing the intention of these masters.
Taking Shanchu Longi German, Lamazo Shanchu, Kujiba, Shanchu Longi German, Roda Sivasas and Samba Tajana, Tahara City Chusha.
So, in this way, Atisha compose, write the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So in the beginning of the lamp for the path of enlightenment, Atisha wrote that because of the instigation of this great Indian disciple Changchu Buyeo, I will reveal the lamp for the path to enlightenment, this text. So he mentioned that in the text also.
Lama Zongpo se lao goyo de, shiwa kebi chane lao are mato, yon biwa rabo tang, tri chane tuye pa mare sa na sungi zwa.
So the great or the good, disciple, you know, Changchu Buyeo, good or the great, doesn't mean by, you know, making a lot of offerings, material offerings. Great and good is meant that, you know, he has a unique intention or the request to Atisha. That is why he said good or great disciple. So then, meantime, you know, Atisha reveal or compose this lamp for the path to enlightenment. He wrote this text, and meantime, he remained in the 3 years, almost three about 3 years in the southern part of Tibet.
So at that time,
you know, Atisha didn't met the Upasaka Domtumba yet. So, you know, he was always wondering the prophecies of the Thara, that especially because of Upasaka Domtumba, you will be a great benefit to Tibetan people. So, you know, he didn't meet Upasaka yet, and also he's wondering about the prophecies and willing to meet this Upasaka. So then in the southern Tibet, he stayed there, and you know, the Upasaka Domtumba also came to meet Atisha in southern Tibet is Nyenang. And when Dumtumba era Upasaka arrived there, you know, Atisha was invited by some another people to another place, so he didn't get a chance to meet Atisha at that time.
So the Yenetes issued the Tatara Tipego City, Nalama Jiva Kichi Lahonshi as an Ene, Gulum and the Papedo, Papedi, Sanaji, Langachi, and Tipegoa.
So then when he came there and Atisha was not there, then the, you know, the Atisha's innkeeper or the where Atisha lived, you know, the owner of that place told Upasaka that you can wait for a moment or, you know, or a little while, you know, Atisha will be coming back soon. And Dumtumba say, you know, I have you know, I won't, I cannot wait even a moment, you know, here that I it make a difference for me to meet Atisha a moment earlier. So I won't wait here. I would like to meet Atisha immediately right now. So he, you know, kind of went where Atisha was, and then on the way, Atisha coming back, so they met on the way. So then when he, Dumtumba Upasaka, saw Atisha immediately, he greet or Atisha with his doing a long prostration. So then Atisha also know that he gonna meet Upasaka now. So then, you know, Atisha told the people or the patron who offer a lunch to Atisha and his people. So then, you know, Atisha told the patron that, you know, he need an extra lunch for my Upasaka. So, you know, they pack an extra lunch to take back with Atisha. So, you know, he got the, you know, Upasaka Dumtumba's lunch share carrying along with him.
Color the part of Mahatma in Saro. She said the part is here, Mahatma Lansang, and Koronji Michel, the Georgia Ula, and Ula Sego Takan, the Georgia, you could do the Lansu Chimipedo.
So then the food was, you know, the Champa dough, and, you know, and butter and tea like that. So, you know, then Upasaka Dumtumba immediately ate the dough, and he melted the butter and make a butter lamp, and immediately he offered that butter lamp in front of the Atisha. So since then, you know, he start offering a butter lamp to Atisha till, you know, Atisha passed into parinirvana. He has never, you know, missed the butter lamp. So he offered butter lamp all the time till up to Atisha passed away to parinirvana.
So then
gradually passed the, you know, entire 3 years over there, and then, you know, Atisha need to go back to India. So on the way back to Tibet, to Nepal, when they reach Nepal, and there is a war going on, so, you know, so there is an obstacle there to go back to India.
ngaso lozo da ku na yi de de zhe de le zhe ne xu sen zhe xu ji zhong ne jiao ji yin ne ga de le ga se du ma tu ba le ji ne ga se ye ba me so ne ne jiao ji de so duo.
So they got an obstacle on the way, there is a war, so, you know, Natsu also really worried that, you know, he promised and he swear in front of the Netherana Akara that he will bring Adisha back after 3 years. So then Natsu was worried that, you know, he's going to lose his swear or the promise. So he was constant worry about that, and then Adisha says that, you know, you don't need to worry about, you know, there's nothing we can do, you know, about it. So, you know, if we got nothing we can do, then, you know, you won't lose your promise or you won't lose your vows, the swears, don't worry. So in Tibet, when you swear, then, you know, you degenerate that swear, then transgress that swear, then, you know, consider as a really big sin. So, you know, he was worried there.
Te sumal dene nede kasa nase loza wade go tema si shui ji gabu chung lasa yaga la si panche tando wa ene panche nyando la tanda shanchu langje drama te sum shanchu langje wade shogu peta sumo sumo duwa te dong ene te da nyando rado shun na chua ji peta tene shiu chua ji te bina yang kanje matu de chanchu cawa te dene pa denga ye sena kanje panche la lente ku na panche tando wa.
So because of what Adisha said that, you know, the Natsu and the Ubaseka and all those, you know, people are so glad that, you know, Adisha can stay till the, you know, the war was end. So, you know, immediately they sent a message to the chief Netherana Akara that, you know, sent a message along with the, you know, with the text composed by Adisha, the path for lamp for the path to enlightenment, this text and pejadida kharkursa
de land kurda rodu shona pedo ten de shuchu wache temina yan kaje ma de tonju sawa de lan sa pat de shuwin yesen de ji len ko de bonche ta.
So they send a message along with this text composed by Adisha, and they, in the message they mentioned that, you know, if possible, you know, allow Adisha to remain, you know, in Tibet, you know, forever. If not, then, you know, permit us to Adisha remain until the war is over. So they sent this message to the chief.
Ni panchen yi pigi lewa de da ni shangchu langje drama de de ni karsa pigi yi jawa kanje tula kan de la pi ne de la pi ni jawa gi lon so la de de ko so la ta lo chi la ni tenju de so ta so na ni penju ta so shin ju che je da ta jawa jo je da penju ta nga ji tu jin ro ye na yo ko ko no to gi ji shi la yin ji mi ji ta ji je na ni penju ta so gi juan yue mie da jue yo na ni zhong qian yi qiu ngan ma la da ni fa qi le jiang dian ne zong de jibo yi dian ne zong de ko de zang mo zhong yi qia zha jin mo zhong yi jie ni qi ba jin yi song nan ni de le zong de ni ba zhe yi de zhe long su yi de ni xiang qiu lang jie zhe ma yan bian zhe da song yi ni de zhe xin ju jie jie xia sa la da.
So then when the messenger reached to India and they give the message and this, you know, text, you know, lamp for the path to enlightenment to the Netherana Akara, and he check it out, and then, you know, then everybody was so, you know, impressed. And at that time in India, you know, every year if there is a new text or a commentary or whatever, if there is a new text composed, then, you know, all the pundits and the scholars, and they, you know, they check all those texts every year, the new texts, in front of the witness of the king and the great scholars of that time, you know, they do check and if that text was really, you know, authentic, unmistaken, and good, then, you know, they give the, you know, prize, and, you know, they will print and they prophesize, they distribute and, you know, put in the library and distribute to the scholars and like that. If, you know, the text is not authentic, mistaken, and there is a kind of, you know, contradiction, beginning, end, in between, and like that, then, you know, the king, you know, make the rule that this, that kind of text should not print or publish, and should be abandoned, you know, at right that from that time, and it will tie on the dog's tail, and you know, let the dog run with that thing all over the street, and the author also get shame on you, or shame like that. They boo on the other like that. So then all the scholar, you know, read this, you know, lamp for the path to enlightenment, this text, and everybody was so impressed that, you know, really concise, small text, and include all the essence of the path to enlightenment. So, you know, they were so, you know, so amazed, and, you know, and all the king and the chief and the pandits and everybody agree that is a really, really good book that, you know, because Atisha went to Tibet, you know, Tibetan people are not that smart like Indian people. So, you know, this kind of good text happened. Otherwise, if Atisha in India, Indian people are very intelligent and smart, so Atisha won't compose this kind of text. So then we don't have this kind of text. So because of this, you know, they are so, you know, so happy, and you know, they told Atisha this, the book was really good, and also they request Atisha to make a commentary on this root text, and then, you know, at that time they permit him to stay in Tibet. So at that time, Atisha did all these things for Dharma, and then, you know, in the saying, or, you know, that, you know, in Tibet, you know, Atisha is the, you know, Atisha is the great master, and disciple is even more greater than the master, and the disciple's disciple also became the greater than the, you know, master and his master. So like that kind of things happen in India because of the kindness of Atisha. and those, you know, Dharma kings and those peoples. So, you know, because of all this, you know, good auspiciousness gathered together, so because of all those kindness, until now, you know, this kind of practice or the teaching remain, you know, unpolluted, and also still practicing a lot of people, and also because of practicing this, many people attain, you know, a different kind of levels of realizations. So, and we can say that until now, you know, the blessings and the activities of the, you know, Atisha even shine nowadays also. So then, you know, Atisha stay in Tibet for another 17 years. So we will reflect on this, you know, their, you know, determination and hardship, so we also able to, you know, get some benefit from their work, and you know, and not only for us, and you know, for all the sentient beings also may benefit as much as from this kind of activities.
Oh yeah.
Chola chujit
Sambo Chuchi Rabdo Mawa